bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
One state's winning. Yeah, well, a grade one stakes winner in his first crop. That's just what you look for on a young sire. And that's just what you get with Majestic Perfection. April 4, Keeneland, the grade one $500,000 Ashland was won by Lovely Maria, a three-year-old filly by Majestic Perfection, bred by Olin B. Gentry and Thomas B. Gaines, owned by Brereton C. Jones and trained by Larry Jones. Lovely Maria stalked the early pace, drew off to win the Ashton by 3 1/4 lengths, besting Angela Renee, a grade one winning filly by Bernardini, with daughters of Tappet, Warfront, Indian Charlie, Congrats, and the Beaten Field. She's headed to the Kentucky Oaks. Majestic Perfection is the leading second crop sire by a number of stakes winners, with three. And three others have placed in stakes. A grade one stakes winner and a grade one sire, Majestic Perfection, stands at Airdrie Stud. Also at Airdrie is Include, Sav Include Betty, winner of the Grade 3 $400,000 Fantasy Stakes at Oaklawn. Include Betty was bred by Burton C. Jones and Lavin Bloodstock. And also on April the 8th at Oaklawn, the $100,000 Carousel Stakes went to Spring Included, a four-year-old filly also by Include, this one bred by Robert Trussell Jr. Include has already sired six Grade 1 winners plus 14 others to play, place in Grade 1 Stakes. For more on the stallions at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7270. See the website, airdriestud.com. Remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. All righty. Well, we're moving right along here. We've got a new engineer down below. In the studio. Ress is here with me, and they'll get us through this. And I've got Jackie's with me, and Michael Blowen has already arrived with his jacket full of names.
I know, it's rather biblical.
Yeah.
You know? Coat of many names.
Yeah. I think a lot of these horses are very saintly.
Yes.
But I got to add something to what you said about Lovely Maria.
Okay, so go ahead.
A few days before the Ashland, Governor Jones, Brereton Jones, called me and said, if Lovely Maria wins the Ashland, I'm going to donate $20,000 to Old Friends.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Big supporter.
That's wonderful.
We got the check the day before yesterday, and before the ink was dry, it was in the bank.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah.
We celebrated that, Michael. We heard that.
And I bet it didn't sit in the bank account very long.
No. No, the fee guy's happy. Everybody's
happy. Oh, that's
happy.
Wonderful.
No, that was very, very generous and really cool. So tonight we're having a big party at the Grey Goose for all the volunteers. We're having pizza and beer and a cake, Lovely Maria cake with all her silks on it and everything.
That is nice.
Whose phone is that?
It's mine.
Oh,
it's mine.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to ignore it.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't. This is.
I was trying to ignore it until you brought it up.
He was trying to be real professional about it as if it didn't happen.
I know that always works against you on this program.
I don't need professional.
It flies in the face of a great tradition.
That's exactly right.
There aren't many professionals right here, are there?
But let's see what else. Oh, this week was so great. Gary Stevens came out to see Silver Charm. He hadn't seen him in a decade.
Wow.
And he was very moved. He said it made his whole year seeing that horse. You could tell he was very excited. This is funny. So his little daughter, he's got a five-year-old daughter named Maddie, who's really cute. She liked Little Silver Charm. But anyway, she didn't understand what the big deal was because NBC came out to film it for the Derby and all this stuff. She didn't understand what the big deal was. So her mother was trying to explain it to her. So she turned around. She goes, Maddie, you know all the stuff we have in our house?
Yeah.
It's because of that horse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That is cute.
Yeah, so that was it was really exciting seeing him and seeing his reaction.
I bet he's got a lot of stuff in his house too.
Oh yeah, sure. He's won a lot of nice races. He said he can't really say who his favorite who the best horse he ever rode is. But Silver Charm is clearly his favorite.
Yeah.
And he's really smart. Silver Charm is really smart.
Oh, that's nice.
He was really good in that Seabiscuit movie.
He was, and he confirmed a lot of the stuff about the horse that we have at the farm, Popcorn Delights, who was in the Seabiscuit movie.
Yeah.
And Seabiscuit. So were you.
Which one was he?
He won the match race.
We found out from Gary. Okay.
Yeah. He was the fastest one. Which doesn't say a lot about the other seven, but holy mackerel, they must have been.
We watched that again a couple of weeks ago just because it had been so long since we'd seen it.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun seeing Chris McCann.
Yeah, of course you were in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the funny stories was when they were getting ready for the match race, the War Emblem horse had beaten the Seabiscuit horse, and not in the script. Yeah. And so that's when they went down to get Popcorn Delights to run the last one. Of course, Gary was riding the Seabiscuit horse, and Chris McCarron was on the War Admiral horse.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Chris looked up at Gary, he goes, gee, Gary, you can't even win a fixed race.
Oh, that's cute. You know what, though? When you look at that and you've had experience in the horse business, they all had rubber reins.
Oh, yeah.
Which nobody had ever heard of back then. But not Chris McCarron's. Chris McCarron's horse did not have rubber reins. I thought that was kind of fun.
Chris is great. Yeah. He's really, really great. Oh, I missed this play. He was in a play. He's in a play tonight, but it's sold out. You can't get tickets anymore.
You're kidding.
It's at the Lexington Children's Theater. They're doing The Wizard of Oz, and he's playing the Cowardly Lion.
Oh, how cute.
Who is Chris?
Chris. Oh, that is so cute.
Well, that'd be the little
I wanted to go, but they're sold out. I told them they should have another performance. This is the only performance.
That'd be the littlest lion you've ever seen, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
A very small lion. Not very intimidating.
Very ferocious.
Oh, that is so cute. How they rope him into that. That's okay. I don't sell tickets.
Yeah. The mayor's in it. I mean, there's a whole lot of people in it.
Oh, that
I don't
is
know what
funny.
He, I don't know what different people play, but the cast is a cast of
hundreds.
The top celebrities in Lexington are all performing,
funny.
Doing something.
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
So that,
I must
that
have missed
be good.
A call.
They should have opened it up to a big
yeah,
really.
Yeah, how come? Oh, maybe that's who was calling me before. I'm like,
well, you're from Scott County.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
I'm in standby.
I got no excuse whatsoever. But you live in Scott. Well, I live in Bourbon County. That really says that.
Standby.
That's going to be a good thing in Bourbon County. Arthur and Arthur again.
Well, I know.
When
oh,
is that? I didn't know.
It's in your list. There, it's in your list. McConnell Auction House again. They're going to be performing. I think it's the 24th, but I got to double check.
Are they benefiting you, old friend?
Yeah, and R. Mims. And they hung a huge banner outside Rupp Arena. A huge sign outside
really?
Of Rupp Arena. Now.
Oh, really?
Arthur and Arthur.
Well, we've got to find out about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have that.
And you think
I should have had it with
24th?
Me. Yeah, but I'll check and make sure. I'll bring it next week.
It's probably on my phone, and I didn't bring my phone. Daggone it.
Yeah. But so that
well, that
be,
was that, so much fun.
Yeah, that's a great event.
Yeah,
not only that, they're good.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what we're trying to say here.
Yeah,
yeah, they're very good,
very entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got seats right up front. That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, well, we'll have to get them back on here so they'll give us seats back up front again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we got to get Arthur down back here with his banjo.
Yeah, I've still got a pictures and stuff on my phone of that, of Arthur being here playing. That was so much fun.
Okay, we'll get in touch with him and see if you come on.
Okay.
We'll bring him on down.
I will.
So they can pick and grin a little bit.
I will. And yeah. I joined the Water, Hay, and Oats Alliance over the weekend with Arthur.
Oh, okay.
Arthur and Stacy Hancock. And that was nice. And the running into people at the track's been great. Going to Keeneland's been really, really, really great. Had some great conversations with Jonathan Shepard and with Larry Jones, mm-hmm. a lot of the other people. So it's been really nice.
Oh, Larry's done a real good job for Larry Jones for Brereton, hadn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. He's a good horseman.
Very good. He's very good. And Chad Brown, who donated a horse to us, a guy came to the farm the other day who worked with Chad or in the same barn as Chad. He said, this Unaccountable is the meanest horse anybody had ever seen, and he's at the farm now, and he's like a big baby.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that was nice. And then Chad donated some money. And
good.
Joe Sharp and Rosie Nabrobnik are going to come to the farm in a couple of days,
oh,
so that'll be nice.
Nice.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's almost like getting ready for the Derby.
Oh,
and then we have Dr. Alday's party is going to be the Saturday before the Derby.
Saturday before?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, that's at his place in Shelbyville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Alday and Kim Alday and the Luberson and Reborn people, they've been great to us. Last year, I think they They raised, in one night, I think they raised more than $20,000.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I remember when we went. We went last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we went 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets a lot of the trainers will come, and it's really
Oh, yeah,
be
that
nice.
Was fun. We saw a bunch of trainers.
Fletcher was there, and
Do
a lot of
the jockeys.
Do you
have to be invited? Probably miss us this year.
Well, I don't know if you have, you don't have to be invited, do you?
I don't know. I'll have to find that out, too.
Find
I'm sorry.
Out. Let me know.
I'm a wealth of information this morning.
You are.
I don't know what date this is, whether you need an invitation for this. You don't need an invitation.
Well, so what else is new? What do you mean? You
well,
what
I
mean?
Got a question.
I'll invite you.
Are you going to the Derby Trainers Dinner? That's real expensive.
I know. I can't go. It's too expensive.
Yeah. $160 no. bucks.
Well, tell me you got a, you know, Silver Charm. You know?
Well, we're going to bring Silver Charm to Dr. Alday's party for a couple
are
hours.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Big or little?
Big.
Oh.
My goodness.
Wow, who's going to ship them for you?
Sally Vans.
Sally Vans.
Good old Sally.
To the rescue.
Absolutely, Sally Vans.
We haven't taken those pictures by. We've got to do that.
What pictures?
The pictures of her great-grandfather in the winner's circle that we've got.
Whose great-grandfather?
Nicole P-Rat.
Oh, yeah. We've got old pictures of Pappy P-Rat. I mean, what a dude.
Wow.
Lapels on his suits out past his shoulders and a tie. I mean, that tie is 4 or 5 inches wide and wild painted tie. And a big old hat. And if he isn't a dude, they're the cutest
so
pictures you've ever seen. They're really wonderful.
He had that restaurant, which was very popular with the horse people. It was down on, you wouldn't want to go there now because it was on the corner of 7th and Limestone, but you know. I don't even think it's there anymore.
I might want to go there. The food's good. Why not? I'll go there.
Well, I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. But well, it was good then.
Yeah.
I mean, the horse people would go, you know. And Miss P-Rat was a cook. And I know Pappy, he called everybody John. Everybody. Everybody was John. I was John. My dad was John. You would have been John.
Why?
Yeah.
Whatever
I don't know what he did with the women, but all the men were John.
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary. Makes it easy.
Yeah, but, you know, everybody liked him. I mean, you had to. He was fun.
Well, we're certainly grateful to Sally Vans. They've certainly done so much for us. It's been absolutely terrific. And I'm sure Dr. Waldridge has some exciting things to say today.
Yeah, let me catch up here.
He's on his way. I've got to go back to the farm. We got some of the people. My friend Jeff, who owned Victor Cooley, is coming by the farm today to see him. And so.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
He's got some nice horses. Mark Cassie here at Keeneland.
Don't forget your Derby party. Plug that now.
Oh no, absolutely. We got Thursday before the Derby. We have Ferdinand's Ball, which is going to be at the Ali Center. This year in Louisville, which is going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot of people coming to that. That'll be really interesting. And then the day after the Derby, we have our homecoming, which is our most exciting event of the whole year, really, because it's only $25 and people get to come and see all the horses and have beer and have a good time.
You got me.
Steve Norman's going to play.
Oh, he's good.
Oh,
yeah, Steve's good.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And
I told him he was a better musician than was a blacksmith. I don't know if he appreciated that or not.
That's not nice.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I was teasing him. You don't take everything seriously.
I said to him, I said, you better watch out with those fingers the way you're playing those instruments. If any horse steps on your career as a musician, it's going to be over.
Well, that's true.
He's going to have to be careful.
Oh, before you go, Tuesday 14th, that next Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30 is that thing of Glennie Kane Oakford out at, I know you missed the last one, but this one is next Tuesday.
Oh, that Tuesday. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's the one where
the
she's
book's
doing
terrific.
Her book.
Yep.
Oh, she told us part about it last, about the...
She was on the show last week.
Yeah, wild person that started the hunt, was stabbed by Calamity Jane, and all kind of crazy stuff. I can't wait to read it.
Oh, that's great.
So I wanted to remind you of that, so we'll be out there, so...
Tuesday at the Keeneland Library, right?
Tuesday at the Keeneland Library at
6:30 to 8:30. 6:30 to 8:30.
Yeah, and they have a book signing and something to eat and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Too much fun. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well,
don't forget your book.
No, I won't. Sunday at Caneland, Saturday at Caneland.
There you go.
There you go.
I love it.
Life is good.
Oh, I have to say one more thing. So a guy came over to me yesterday, a guy named Chris. He said, I really like what you do. I went to the track, and he gave me a $100 bill.
Gee, man.
Oh, my.
I said, now I go to the track.
I'm going to have to.
I don't have to bet the horses. I get $20,000. Don't have to even make a bet. Then I watch the track. Guy's a handicapper. He goes, I really like what you're doing. Here, I had a hit. Here's $100.
Wow.
Vic and I could go out there and impersonate him.
I don't know.
You could wear the jacket.
The jacket. The key is the jacket.
The jacket.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later. Maybe all see right. you Tuesday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks
Diane
a lot,
Herzl.
All righty, my friend.
Thanks, Jackie.
All righty. See ya.
March, winner of the Grade 3, $300,000 Bayshore at Aqueduct last Saturday, is the second graded stakes winner from the first crop by Blame. Three others have placed in stakes, all three in graded stakes. That's five graded stakes horses in his first crop. Bred by Lackland Farm, sold his weaning to Keeneland for $320,000 and trained by Chad Brown. March, charged from last to first to take the 7 furlong Bayshore, winning at the direct expense of Lord Nelson, a Copa Pulpit that earlier won the Grade 2 San Vicente. Blame's other first crop stakes horses are far from over, one of the Grade 3 Withers at Aqueduct, no fault of mine, graded place to Churchill, Don't Blame Me, graded place to Del Mar and Hollywood Critic, graded place to Woodbine. And at Keeneland last Saturday, the Grade 3 $300,000 Commonwealth Stakes went to Kobe's Back, a 4-year-old colt by Flatter, a $480,000 graduate of the OBS March sale. Kobe's Back won the Grade 2 San Vicente last year. He's one of three 2015 stakes winners by Flatter, who currently ranks 8th on the North American sire list. For more on the stallions over at Craven Farm, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at clavenfarm.com. There you are, Jackie.
Thank you, sir. Oh, as we were talking about, it's a comforting feeling to do business with people you trust, especially when it comes to insurance. Moved to Bourbon County, friends recommended the Hopewell Company. That was at least 26 years ago, and they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. Hopewell Company has extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables, and they also cover our barn, vehicles, horse trailer, liability coverage, and that's Joe and Ted McLean, and of course, Ted trained. So they know what you're talking about when you talk about horses and so on. They've been right there whenever we needed them. Something like a year and a half ago, we got struck by lightning, and they were there that day, and they were working on it to get it fixed.
2 days later.
2 days later. They hot-wired the stove. I was thinking about that stove, hot water heater, and the furnace. I guess that's what they did to get us, you know, till they could get started on it. The key is the Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. That means they work for us, not the insurance companies, and they can give us the best coverage and most competitive prices because they want our business, and the insurers want their business. So they're on our side. So they get you competitive prices from financially sound and reputable insurers. Contact Hopewell Company. They're prepared to provide you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. That's the Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347 or Lexington number 254-2431. You'll get great service. We guarantee it.
Well, two more outstanding businesses over in Bourbon County, the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek, and of course they are closely affiliated. The Clay Ward Agency was founded some 83, 84 years ago by Mr. James Clay Ward, and ever since they've been providing the finest in equine insurance for over 80 years. Their success was based on hard work, dedication to and attention to detail, great service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business. And those qualities are still carried on today by the folks there at the Clay Ward Agency. So whatever your insurance need, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the pros at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply the best coverage at the best price available. Give Shaq Parrish or Bruce Isaac or John Hess a call. Number over there, it's the 859 number, 987-1861. Or you can stop by the office at 1102 Main Street in Parrish. Ask about the services also available at Indian Creek, where many major stakes winners, both here and abroad, first saw the light of day. Indian Creek has raised, boarded, and sold many of the world's finest thoroughbreds. great place to board your horses. Great organization, the Indian Creek is, to sell your horses. They sell at all the major auctions all over the country as far as that goes, especially, as, you know, at Kentucky and at Saratoga. And here's how you get in touch with them. That's Shaq Parrish again. Indian Creek, Shaq Parrish, and Nikki Dryan. Here's a phone number. It's an 859 number, 987-7443. Or go to the website, IndianCreekKY.com, IndianCreekKY. And they're absolutely a great place. Beautiful farm. If you haven't been on it, you ought to go down just to see it. So that's the Clay Ward Agency and Indian Creek, two fine establishments in Bourbon County. All righty. No bumper music today. Somebody bumped our bumper music.
All right.
Matt, you want to come over here and say something about that situation with the
nurse mares.
This is Matt Howard. Matt manages a farm right behind the Thoroughbred Center here, the Gentry Brothers Farm, and raises both thoroughbreds and quarter horses. And we've got a situation going on now with people not breeding back their nurse mares.
Yeah. We're still, you know, Randy had called me last week, and we're still in works, but of getting – our biggest thing is we'd love you guys to do everything you can to get those nurse mares bred back because it comes full circle on us when we do need a nurse mare, and all of a sudden these nurse mare people don't have nurse mares because two of them that we had talked to – 50% of their mares came back open last year, and people just paid the $500 or $1,000 penalty and didn't worry about it. So we're taking action on helping people who don't have a teaser or don't have being able to breed that mare back right now until it's set in stone. If you have a nurse mare and you need it bred back, just call me personally, and I will get with Dr. Brady Camp from Rudin Riddle, and we will actually collect my teaser stallion, and we'll have semen available.
Nice.
For you to breed your mare.
Okay.
And then we'll hopefully have a big plan. And also, for farms that do have teasers, if you're willing to donate some time with that stallion, because we'd have to bring it into Rudin Riddle so they can collect it, unless you're a breeding farm and you can have it there. We're trying to set it up where one or two days a week, with it being a busy season of breeding and foaling, we kind of have to work around Dr. Brady Camp's schedule because she is a repro specialist.
Yeah.
But she's doing everything she can to help us out because I just happened to mention it to her, and she said she'd do anything she could to help. So, okay. Yeah.
That's Matt Howard now. You can go to the farm manager's book and get his number and everything there.
Yeah.
Shallow Matt Howard.
Yep. At Gentry Farms.
At Gentry Farms, and get his number there. Yep. So it. So you guys can do that and help the people with who are supplying the nurse mares around the state here.
Yes.
Okay, man. Thank you. And I've got Dr. Walridge here with me, Brian. What does it say? Hey, come here wearing a T-shirt. Don't you know it's dropped 20 degrees?
Yeah, working, hoping, being optimistic.
Being optimistic?
That's right.
Yeah, well, man, what's it up to now? 50?
It's pretty warm now,
I think. Is it? Well, I got on a sweater and a turtleneck. I'll probably have to take off a layer when I get out of here. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing well.
Yeah. What is it? MLB off?
My Red Sox shirt. I'm going to shift my attention somewhere else.
Oh, whose phone is that now?
No, it's not mine.
That must be mine.
Oh, wait a minute.
Answer that, somebody. It's hard for me to talk on the phone and radio at the same time. Anyway, so what's going on, Randy? What are you going to talk about today? Dr. Walridge does our vet segment every week, and always has something that we learn from him every week.
Well, yeah, I thought talk about foal belly button infections. I don't know if we've done that one yet this year to talk about. As they start getting a little older, sometimes you kind of overlook the umbilicus sometimes, kind of stop looking down under there.
Yeah,
until something happens.
Yeah, and then especially those with winter coats.
Yes, sir. No, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
And things will sometimes look okay when they're not. And I think that's important if you have a foal, it's kind of just not doing right or maybe a little behind or run a fever to make sure and take a look. And
they still clamp those hernias that they get down there?
Some people do, and I've seen that be plenty good results, but you can occasionally have some complications. Of course, you can with any surgery. But and even the real small ones, you can put the elastrator bands on them.
Well, there you go.
Like you do with calves and all, a real small one you can band.
Yeah.
And do all right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the same idea.
Same idea. Yes. Yeah. It's just the bands are real nice because you don't have the big clamps that can kind of get, they'll get sideways a little bit and start, the whole thing won't fall off at the same time and things like that. Yeah. And it works fine. Just got to make sure you get them vaccinated for tetanus and all before you do it, just because you don't want any tetanus to get set up in there.
But what do you recommend? How's the treatment and so forth?
Well, the real small banding them, I think, works good. And otherwise, just, the surgery is pretty straightforward and fast. So, I think when in doubt, just do the surgery.
Still use that iodine that you put on there?
Yes, sir. I was talking about the hernia. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
And what I recommend, and there's been some studies done on it, just to use the Novosan or Chlorhexidine, the blue stuff, or sometimes it's pink. A lot of people soak their bits.
That old blue lotion?
No, this is an antiseptic. A lot of people here soak their bits in it, put it in their bucket for their bits to disinfect it.
Oh, okay.
Because you see, and I've only seen a couple foals that did this, but some foals are allergic to iodine. And they'll get their navels dipped in iodine, and their hair will fall out, and they'll scald and everything really bad. And so I recommend the Chlorhexidine, the Novosan, the blue stuff. Another nice thing about that is that antiseptic binds on to the protein that's in skin, so it kind of gives you a long-acting effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice and gives you more protection after just when you dip it. And also it's real mild on the tissues. So I'd recommend somebody just get like a 2-ounce cup and just take it up in there and shake it around on their belly button and do that a couple times a day for the first couple of days of life. And that way it's, you don't have to worry about iodine allergies. And it's easier on the foal too, especially.
Well, when I started out many, many years ago, they didn't have all those fancy things. We used iodine. Of course, it stained the heck out of
them. Oh, it does.
Yellow belly buttons there for a long time. See nothing.
I had gloves this morning. I just pulled out two this morning.
And iodine works fine. It's just the chlorhexidine, they've done some studies, it did work longer and easier on the tissues.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
I said your fingers don't get orange and the foal doesn't get orange.
Yeah. That blue lotion, it's rule number one. You cannot even pick up a bottle without getting it on you. And then the one doesn't want to come up. Have you ever used that, Matt? Have you ever used that stuff? Yeah, on wounds and stuff.
Yeah.
It works fine,
Oh, it does. Yeah,
yeah, but good God Almighty. I mean, what it is, it's
even the little break off tubes, I always got it on me when I've been places where they use those.
We always had one with daubers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we always had.
It's funny because you can tell when some of the vets come to the farm that they are using it because they have their little vet overalls. You can see blue marks here or the triiodine, iodine marks there. You know what they've been doing before they came to your farm.
Do you still use it, Doc?
I prefer to use the chlorhexidine, but in workplaces where they use the little blue lotion, the little break-off tubes and swab them with that.
Yeah. How often do you see those hernias? They're not that often, are they?
Not too much. And, they're more common in fillies and more common in quarter horses. And so,
is that right?
Back when I worked down south, we saw more quarter horses. We see them all the time, but really thoroughbreds don't seem like they get them near as often. But I think some studies have shown they're definitely fillies. And
fillies more often have them?
And fillies more often, and since you see them more quarter horses.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, it's probably just one of those things, one of those breed-associated problems you get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why more fillies than colts?
That I don't know. Some people blame that on either the...
Maybe you've just seen more fillies with it than colts.
That may be it. I don't know. But some people believe it.
Yeah. I will back you on the quarter horse because I've been, on this farm for 9 years now, this quarter thoroughbred. And I think all the hernias I've had have been my quarter horses.
Yeah. Well, most of them are two-thirds thoroughbred, aren't they?
No.
No?
A bunch of my crops, my foals now, my yearlings, and two-year-olds, they're 50%. But other than anything, the only one I have of mares that is 50-50 would be Faux Bay.
Yeah.
All the other ones.
They breed some fancy studs around here. You'd be surprised. I don't know if you want to see it on the air.
No, Faux Bay is a Cuvée. And she was a champion for us. And man, when she started running her 2-year-old year was when Gainesway sold her to Turkey. I did everything I could. I called the Turkey Breeders Association. I was willing to pay anything to get some more Cuvée semen over here to breed that mare again. But
is he in Turkey now?
Yeah. And then I'm actually breeding this year. Actually, the two that just foaled out this morning, it's actually mother and daughter foaled out an hour and a half apart. But we're breeding them to Runaway and Hyde. It's a thoroughbred.
Oh, right over here at Walmart.
No, Derby Dan. Darby
oh, Darby Dan. Darby Dan's got him?
Runaway and Hyde, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I bred the ones that didn't work, Tell the Cat didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Scat Daddy worked awesome.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, we've done vote.
I see. That's you getting into some stud fees, huh?
For our quarter horses, and we have.
You ever watch read that the quarter horse magazine? I used to love that thing.
No, sir.
Look at all the pictures in there. Yeah, my dad was when he was managing Dixiana. They had a good friend from Broken Arrow. I guess that's in Oklahoma.
Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Okay. It had a big farm out there, and. They wanted to breed the Spy Song so bad, you know, and he never would let them. I don't know why, but
I know talking to the stallion managers, you know, they breed a lot more quarter horses than I ever thought when you talk to them, that there's a lot of nice racing quarter horses come through.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Anything else you want to talk about this morning?
Oh, so we can talk about infections if you want to talk about belly button infections.
Go ahead.
And I think with that,
let me take a break here because I'm behind and we'll get back to you. Okay. Well, first Defense signed an Eclipse Award winner in his first crop, the Brilliant Close Hatches. Since then, the list of mares sent to him reads like a who's who of racing and breeding. Grade 1 winners, Grade 1 producers, multiple graded stakes winners, multiple graded stakes producers, all with pedigrees packed with black type. So the future really looks bright for First Defense. Now would be the perfect time to send a mare to him before they hit the races. Of course, he has sired a lot more than Close Hatches, Dundonnell, Privet Hedge, Pistols Drawn, Irish Jasper, Tomboline, New Line, Kazuri, Beach Hut. But the foals on the way come from his strongest book of mares to date. Grade 1 winner First Defense is by Unbridled Song out of the Grade 1 winner Honest Lady. The hat's just about Seattle suited, the classic winner in Sire of Sire's Empire Maker. Stands for $10,000 live full stand to Judmont Farm, home also of the Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 Sire Mizzen Mass. Inquiries to Garrett Roker, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Sally Van Service. We're talking about Sally Van Service just not too long ago. They're going to tell them for free, of course. They're going to haul Silver Charm down to Dr. Aldridge's place in Shelbyville for the big get together down there where they're raising some money for the for old friends. And I tell you, if you don't do business for Sally for any other reason, they need some payback just because they've donated so much of their time and expenses to help of charitable organizations around here like Old Friends. So, of course, they've been in business for a long time ago. I'm when Bobby Maxwell started it way back in the 70 years ago, I guess, 60, 70 years ago over on. And since that time, many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack have been entrusted to their care. And, you know, it's pretty obvious that their vehicles and their equipment are in tip-top condition. Fact of the matter, they build them. But the most important safety factor Sally Van is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel, and they're extremely proud of their drivers over at Sally Van. Their experience, their drivers, and experienced horsemen, and believe me, that's a winning combination. So think about that the next time you ship your horse. I don't care if you're going across the country or across the county. When you load your horse onto a Sally Van, one thing you depend on is that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. They wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century now, Sally Van Service has been the safest way to the winner's circle. Here's a phone number, 255-9640. The website, sallyhorsevans.com. Well, Jim Ologist was undefeated as a 2-year-old, concluding the year with an impressive victory in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes at Churchill. Opened his 3-year-old year with a win at Gulfstream Park, and then he won the Grade 1 Wood Memorial, winning there undefeated, and he stayed that way with an impressive score. He came to stud with a solid race record and a great pedigree, and he was well received by breeders. He covered 284 mares in his first two seasons at stud. Jim Hollis is by the Big Horse sire, Hall of Famer Tisnow. In fact, he greatly resembles his sire, and he's out of a triple stakes producer. That's Crystal Shard, and she's by Mr. Prospector. Second Dam is the graded stakes winner, Shulamith. She's by Northern Dancer, and she, too, is a multiple stakes producer. It's a superb family. First foals by Jim Ollages, the yearlings. First crop weanlings sold for up to $185,000 last year, and he stands for $15,000 doing a foal stands of nurses, and he stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox or Sean Tugel or Kyle Wilson. And the website, windstarfarm.com. All righty, and still talking to Dr. Brian Walridge, Matt Howard over here. Doc, what was it, your infections you want to say something about?
Talking about belly button infections.
Belly button infections.
And I think those are important, too, when you're doing your morning check on your foals and afternoon checks.
Mine's in fine shape right now. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's good.
Jackie rubs it every morning. Make sure it's still an innie, not an outie.
Yeah. It's fine until it goes wrong.
Okay. Then I better do something about
that's
it.
Right.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, but you know, when you're doing, you know, checking their joints and everything like you do, checking their eyes.
Well, this bay window I've got, I probably wouldn't know for a week or two.
You want to make sure you take a look at it.
Yeah, right.
And make sure it's not enlarged or
if I don't
drained.
Lose some weight, I'll never find that. I say.
You can always draw an arrow, maybe.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll have Jackie check.
I've got a question. We haven't had foals in a while. They used to put iodine on those things. Do they still use iodine? That tends
we've
to
already been through that.
Oh, sorry, I was on the phone. Never mind.
And the answer is no.
Some of us still do.
Oh,
some of the back ones. Okay. Go ahead, Doc. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So I think that's important to look because you want to look because older foals can get infections in their umbilicus too that might just be smoldering for a while. And you know, I've even seen those get really big and even tack down to the gut and cause colic and all, where you have to go back in there and take that out because there's four structures in the belly button internally there. Mm-hmm. There's two arteries that go up there on either side of the bladder, and then there's the bladder connects to the belly button while the foal's still in the uterus, and then there's a vein that goes up by the liver. So any of those structures can get infected, be internal. You may not know it till the foal starts running a fever, or you'll also that's a way that bacteria get into blood and cause a joint ill and things like that. So,
wow.
So that's why belly buttons are really important, and you know, I think it's good to keep that in your mind when you're checking the foals out every day. Be sure to look at that too.
Well, yeah. I won't make any more jokes about belly buttons.
That's right.
We had actually one foal last year. The part that from the umbilicus to going in, that little small piece, got infected on one of ours. We actually had to bring it to Rune Riddle and they had to do that surgery and go and remove that.
Yeah,
that little. They had some name for it. I said the inner umbilicus when I was talking to the owner.
Yeah,
the
best urachus maybe.
The urachus. There you go.
Because that's that. Connection from the urinary bladder, and that's a good point because I've seen foals where there's a little abscess in there and it'll eat into that urachus, and you think that's like a little funnel on the bladder that drains the urine out when the foal's still in the uterus, and so that can make them rupture their bladder too.
Yeah, wow.
And I've seen some foals, see it more in colts where it'll just the bladder won't actually rupture, but where that urachus is kind of coming through the skin, they'll pull urine right around their belly button. It's like a big plaque of urine there. Then you go in and just take all that stuff out. But those are you know, common enough to look
run
for.
A fever or anything with that?
They can. Yeah. Yeah, that urine is just real irritating, yeah, so that can be enough to make them. Or you got an abscess there that did it.
Yeah.
That initiated the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad I'm away from all of that now.
But the big thing is, they're easy to ultrasound. So
every time I come in here and talk to you, Doc, I start worrying again.
Well, that's my job. I got to create business for my fellow veterinarians every week.
Is that right?
But it's easy. Speaking of creating business, it is easy to ultrasound those. And so even with a probe like you'd look at ovaries with, you can get a good look at an umbilicus and check out all those structures. So that normally it should be about less than a half inch, 1 centimeter.
Yeah.
And so they can scan that and your vet can pick up some problems, hopefully before they start for you.
Very good. Well, that's, like I say, I learn something every week from this guy.
I try to tell you, you can come work falling season with me anytime you want.
I graduated. It's like my kids. I weaned them all.
You haven't been away from it so long you miss it.
No.
Jackie, do you miss it?
I'm just taking care of four old horses out there. The youngest one is 16 or something.
I miss
like
it in the spring, summer, and early fall. And then I don't miss it.
I don't miss it at all. You know, I really don't.
It's a lot of work.
You know, it was every day for how many years? I mean, there's no day off, you know.
Right.
But it's kind of like doing radio. You never get a day off if you want to come on every week. I think the last time out of state vacation with Jackie and I had was in 1982. Is that right, Jackie?
Yes, I haven't gotten
it. Yeah.
But the only reason that is because Jackie, everyone knows you guys are married here, and she doesn't want to be seen in public with you outside of Washington. We've already had this discussion.
All right, Doc. We thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
Okay. Go.
What are you doing?
Go make some money.
I got to go out to old friends and look at a couple. I need to work on my lawnmower. I don't know if it starts yet.
Oh.
We got ours fixed.
Yep.
So I'm ready to mow.
Mine.
Put the mower on the tractor. It's all hooked up and ready to go. So as soon as I get out and don't sink, I'll be. you should see our driveway. My Lord.
Be cautious. I'm mowing. I was driving down Bryant Station the other day, and a gentleman on one of the farms down there decided he was going to mow in his ditch. Oh, it took me and two other guys to push his mower out of the ditch.
Oh, yeah. So, that's not too bright.
Did you hear about Jimmy Corrigan? Being the Good Samaritan, some guy got stuck in some water. And he went down to help him, and his truck was washed away downstream. So that stuff's nothing to fool with.
Since you brought that up, if you see high water, don't cross it. Because on Johnston Road, right over here, when we had that big rain, and they closed Johnston Road down. Well, about I was putting the boys down at 8:30 at night. I see fire trucks and police cars up there. So I'm like, we knew what happened. So I drive up to the end. My biggest concern was making sure it wasn't, if it was on my side or Miss Whitney's side.
Yeah.
And I was trying to talk to one of the firemen, and of course he was busy. And so one of the news crews, I said, can you point your camera? Is it on which side? We knew the people were safe. They were already out. And the fireman's like, what's your big problem? Why do you need to know? I said, because I have 100 head of cattle back here. Right. In 2 hours, if I don't know that it's on my fence, you're going to be out here again helping me get cattle back in.
Right.
So if you see water, just don't cross it.
Right. Right. What a mess.
All right, on that little bit of news.
That was Cincinnati word.
De Hares never miss. He has sired stakes winners every year since his first crop hit the races, beginning with the brilliant Gypsy Robin. Multiple graded stakes winner, nearly 600,000. And continuing to 2015 with Mamduha, winner this year of the Correction Stakes at Aqueduct. The Correction was a fourth consecutive stakes win, following scores in the Cicada and the Ruthless Stakes in New York and the Gin Talking Stakes at Law. Mamduha has earned nearly $300,000 with 5 wins and a second from her 6 career starts. De Hare is a grade 1 stakes winner. The noted turf rider Steve Haskin once described him as freaky fast. He's by the top sire and sire's awesome again, and he stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus, Interdab, and Invisor. The first foals by Albertus Maximus, winner of the grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, are 2-year-olds this year. First crop yearlings by him sold for up to $90,000 last year. Interdab and Invisor have, like De Hare, both side-graded stakes winners. For more information, call Stallion Manager Ken Barnes, ask about breeding incentives, and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com. All right, Jackie.
All right. Quilla and Leather and Tack down in Paris. Absolutely the best leather people around. They make shipping. Wow, they ship almost 20,000 halters a year worldwide. They're a custom halter shop. They can make it. If you can draw it or you can explain it, they can make it. And they make it in different colors, too. Now with foal season, he has got foal halters, mare neck straps, and of course, any kind of halter you want. Track kind of halters, double buckle English chin, weanling halters, you name it, they can make it, and it's gorgeous. And they, of course, stall plates for names, and they have name plates for halters. They also have pet collars and leads. And you can get the round kind or the flat kind, no problem, with your name or the dog's name and a telephone number. They've got also black and stainless steel shanks. So that is a kind of a different look. They've got wonderful belts that they've got several styles of belts, which is kind of interesting. And you put your nameplate on, you get lost, you know who you are. They can send you home. It's a great place. Also, Rooster Brew. Rooster Brew had a big do last night. They have a real nice affair every Friday, and then they have stuff on Saturday, too. So you can check out Rooster Brew. It's downtown Paris on your left. Just go straight into Paris and look. You'll see Rooster Brew. It's a great place to hang out. They got 100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 different kind of bottles of beer on the wall. So check it out, Quillin.com, Quillin.com. Facebook.com/QuillinLeather, and the number is 800-729-0592.
Well, last Saturday, Keenan the Grade 1 $1 million Bluegrass Stakes was won by Carpe Diem, a 3-year-old Cobra Giant's Causeway, and the next day at Santa Anita, the Santa Paula Stakes was won by Enchanting Lady. That's a 3-year-old filly, and she's by Taylor the Cat. Carpe Diem won the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity and was a closing second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile as a 2-year-old, went to the Bluegrass off a win in the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby. He was bred by Coffee Pot Stable, and Carpe Diem was sold as a yearling for $550,000, resold at the OBS March sale for $1,600,000. He is a major contender for the Kentucky Derby. Enchanting Lady was bred by Randall Family Trust, that's R. David and Marilyn A. Randall, sold at the OBS March sale for $650,000. She won the Land of Lucy Stakes at Santa Anita at 2 last year. Taylor the Cat has sired over 100 stakes winners, 6 Grade 1 winners. The most recent, the classic winning filly, Stop Charging Maria. Giant's Causeway and Taylor the Cat, champion sires, stand at Ashford Stud. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
How you doing?
All righty. I've just been joined by Harold Jordan. We're both graduates of Dixiana Farm.
That's right. That's right. That's
been a couple of years
that's
ago.
Right. But It was. What a beautiful place that was.
Still is, but it's changed hands many times since you and I left.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. I haven't been back. Have you been back since?
Yeah. Went over there. They had a party over about several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they?
And, before the house burned.
Yeah, and then the Blood Horse had me out there one day to give him a tour. Wanted to know where Spy Song was buried and Matter Hair was buried. Okay. And there's no markers.
I don't know where he's buried myself.
Right behind the stud barn.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter Hair, his dam was buried there.
Yeah.
And Spy Song. Who else was probably there? If I'm not mistaken, they buried Farstar. Yeah, didn't bury SF there, though.
Well, they may have had. They had an old SF, didn't they, before I had one?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, the one you're talking
about.
She
won the 1934 Clark Handicap.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't know
and ESSEFF, and your dad named that filly after that mare.
That's correct.
See, I got to educate this kid. I've known Harold since he was a weanling.
Yeah.
And that's been a while back.
That's a long time ago.
It is. Yeah. Great place to grow up. Your dad was a wonderful gentleman.
Well, so was yours.
Well,
he was a piece of work if I've ever seen one. Your
my
dad
father?
Was great, yeah.
Yeah.
Got any good stories?
Well, I couldn't tell him. I would like to. You know, I do know one. I'm sure Ursula knows about it. He drove that old Chevrolet, and he wouldn't. Mr. Fisher wanted to get him a new one, but he didn't want to buy a new car. You know, your dad. He just.
Yeah.
So when you turn left, the corn blew. So when he would drive to Lexington or something, of course, the traffic wasn't bad. He'd always turn right so his horn wouldn't blow. Now, that story my dad told me. So,
well, it's probably true then, because your dad was too much of a gentleman to lie.
Oh, golly.
I'd tell one on your dad, too. He was driving up Russell K. Road, and they were running a horse by Sweep. Sweep All was a stud that stand there at Dixieana at that time. And Bayview was in the Santa Anita Handicap. And it was on the radio. And your dad was driving up a couple, you know where the old Smith farm was before you get to the Jotham town. We
sure
all
do.
Know this.
Yeah.
So he was listening to that, and Bayview won it, and your dad ran off in the ditch. They had to... They had to send a couple of mules down there to pull them out.
Oh, golly.
That was
my dad, and your dad had a good racehorse at one time.
That your dad owned a piece of Larrikin?
Yeah, sure.
And,
did.
You know, I was just talking this earlier about Pappy P. Rat.
Who
trained him, you know. And, you know, Nicole owns Sally Vance now. That's
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Nicole
That's Pappy's great-granddaughter.
Great-granddaughter.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you know, and of course, his grandson is Bruce, who owns this big store over there.
Okay.
You know, out there.
Okay.
And we were talking about Pappy just not too long ago, you know.
Well, I'll be daggone. Yeah.
But your dad and my dad both work there at Dixieana. And
for a long, long time.
Yeah, they were good friends, and your dad went on to greater things, and mine stayed.
Well, I don't know how much greater it was, but he
did extremely well.
He did well. We had a good ride as long as you know he stayed healthy right up to his 80s.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah. Well, you know, Dad, he was 72 and got kicked. You know, and they were loading yearlings.
In the chest.
Right. Yeah, got kicked in the chest, and they were loading yearlings, and, you know, 72 years old, and you'd think he'd have learned not to get behind one at that time, but, you know, him. And he never really got over that, and a few months later, a blood clot broke and killed him.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Jeez, I remember, you know, now that you mentioned that, I remember that. You know, I remember that.
Yeah. So I learned my lesson. I never get behind one.
Or in front of one.
Yeah. In front of one. I keep away from it.
Yeah. I don't know. We all get lax sometimes. So.
Well, yeah.
We do.
I've been cow kicked, you know, but they usually get me going away.
Yeah. That's the best guy. That's the best guy.
Now, that SF that you had, that you trained. What all did you win with her? What was she by? Do you remember?
She was by Capsize.
Capsize.
Spendthrift.
Yeah. Okay. Capsize was by Sailor.
That's right.
Right.
That's correct.
It was by 830.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Did y'all breed her?
Yeah, we did. Miss Judy had the mare. Do you remember Miss Judy at Spendthrift Farm that ran Spendthrift?
Yeah.
Well, she actually had the mare and was just turned out on her farm.
Mm-hmm.
And gave half interest to my dad, and then, of course, she got all of the stud seasons over at Spendthrift, you know, for nothing.
Yeah.
So they were actually partners.
Okay.
In SF.
In SF, yeah. I'm trying to think of...
She always thanked
what
me.
What was
she,
her last name?
Louise Judy.
Louise Judy. Oh, yes.
Married to
H.C. That was her last name, Louise Judy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but she was a...
Oh, I knew her very well.
She was.
Although I forgot her name, I knew her pretty well.
Yeah.
If you did business over there, and everybody did business with
her. She ran the place, basically.
Right. Basically.
Yeah.
She had, certainly was, had big control of the stallions, especially.
She did.
The lesser ones, you know.
Yeah.
Which are the only ones I got to speak to.
Me and you both. I'd go watch the others, but I didn't get to breed them.
You're going to stand in that line down there. You know they still use that barn?
I bred over there. I had one mare left that I sold, and I bred to Arch, and it was the same, kind of the same setup.
Same setup. But they got a new stud barn now, though. They built a new stud barn itself because they had, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, the old one was, you know.
Yeah, they don't use that much anymore. I guess they use it.
But, well, they still tease at that same stall on the end of that long barn down there.
Right.
Yeah, and then you still got to stand in line through there, you know. and prayed he didn't get behind one of those tomfools or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. So slow breeders, or they had a couple of things. Jester. You ever got behind Jester, you were there for the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. It hadn't changed a whole lot. You know, it's changed, but not not to extreme, I guess.
Yeah. It's.
But anyway, those were good times. I can't complain. I had a great time on Dixiana.
Yeah, well, it was when we were there. It was a whole lot bigger.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, even though the gentleman that's there now has bought back part of it, but he didn't get it all because it used to extend Dixiana all the way up to the Ironworks Pike.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it doesn't now. You know. I mean, there's some other.
Yeah, that's
farm
right. That's right.
Ironworks,
that's right.
But he's got a lot of it back.
Okay. What about the big house? Whatever happened to it? The Fisher's, Mr. Fisher's house.
Down on the creek?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still there.
The French house.
What a beautiful setting that is.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
God, I mowed that lawn a lot.
I did too.
Did you?
I did too. Yeah.
We went before Miss Mary died, of course, quite a while back, went to a party. And there weren't many people there anyway. We came in the front door and turned left into the living room, probably call it a parlor.
Yeah.
And there was a nice fireplace and a mantle. And I looked at that mantle and I looked again, and it was one of the original portraits of George Washington sitting up on that mantle. Yeah.
You know, she donated that to UK.
Yeah, she gave that to UK. I went over there like a fly on the boy. I thought, what is that? Wow.
I got to take a break. I'm way behind on commercials.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Blabbing about Dixiana. Sit still, Harold.
Okay.
$3,500 for Awesome Patriot. $3,500 for Wilburn. If you have a late season mare and you're looking for a young stud standing for a reasonable fee, take a look at those two. They stand at Spendthrift Farm. That's the farm that's developed a great reputation for developing sires. Awesome Patriot has one of those pedigrees that makes you sit up and take notice. He's by Awesome Again out of Tis Now's full sister, Tis Amazing. Thus, he's a full brother to the Preakness winner Oxbow. Fantastic pedigree. Grand-looking horse. At $350,000 sales yearling. And he was a runner. He won the distances from 6.5 furlongs to 1.8. Broke his maiden in Hollywood Park at 2. Ran 1:35 and placed in graded stakes that same year. And came back at 3 to take the Aladar Stakes at Hollywood Park. Awesome Patriots' first foals are arriving to much acclaim this year. Wilburn won 5 of his 9 starts, all 5 at different tracks, among them the Grade 2 Indiana Derby over that year's Preakness winner, and the $300,000 Smarty Jones. He earned over $586,000. Wilburn is by the top sire Bernardini, out of a graded stakes winner and a multi-graded stakes producer from a strong black type family, and his first foals are 2-year-olds. They figure to come out running just like the first crops by End of Mischief, Line of David, Temple City, and Warrior's Reward. Stud fees are due when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, and Mark Toothacker, 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, Lubricin and Reborn. You use any of those, Harold, either one of those? Lubricin?
Well, I have to use my daughter's products.
Oh,
so
okay.
Bad question. Nice. Walk into that without knowing the answer.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to mention your daughter's products.
I'm just kidding. No, I've used it. I used it all last year.
Is that right?
I really like it.
I take the Lubricin.
Yeah.
I've had mine this morning, a big tablespoonful of it, you know.
I'll tell you what, it works. It really does.
I think it does, too.
Well, I'd still get out of bed and stand up. That's something.
That's all that's necessary.
Working right in
something is at my age.
You give me some of it. I'll start taking it off.
Well, you don't need it yet. You're still a young man.
Yeah, listen to that.
Well, Lubricin and Reborn, they were both developed by Dr. Steve Alday, and they're endorsed by some of the leading owners and trainers and vets in the country. And both, incidentally, are all natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about going in the spit box. Lubricin sustains the integrity of joint fluid, so that helps reduce the need for acid injections and so forth. I tell you who uses it, Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow. And whenever you see something by Todd running, you know they're running on Lubricin. Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker. That's just to mention a few of them. As I said, they've got it for humans. And I use it. I don't know if I'm any recommendation for it, the way I limp around, but anyway.
Still going.
Yeah, but at my age, I'm looking to limp, you know. Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. And this is important, starting with foals. Strengthens the foal's immune system. And as you know, it's immensely helps immensely while they're nursing on the mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and it supports immune functions in horses of all ages. Great product, and that's Reborn. I'll tell you how you get and learn more about them. It's lubricin.com, lubricyn.com, reborn.com. reborne.com. You can pick them up at KBC in Lexington and at Horse Sense over in Versailles. Two great products, a lot of great horses running on them, you know, Palace Malice and some of the all. Just look at those Derby horses at Pletcher's and so forth. All right, well, it's always a good idea to take a look at the first crop foals by stud before making the decision whether you want to breed back to him or not. Well, the first foals by alternation are arriving this year, and breeders are coming back. Alternation's book was full in its first season stud. He's darn near full again. There's a lot to like about Alternation besides the fact that he's siring superb individual. He's a multiple graded stakes winner of millionaires by one of the nation's top sires, Distorted Humor. His dam is the daughter of the great sire Seattle Sleuth. She won a place in 10 stakes, 5 graded, earned over $550,000. His second dam produced a champion and a grade 1 winner of over $1,489,000. This is the family of the top sire, Broken Vow. Speaking of Broken Vow, like Alternation, he stands at Pin Oak Stud. And he's sired more than 125 stakes horses, 64 stakes winners, 4 champions, and that's why his 2-year-olds is sold for an average of $291,000 this year. Broken Vow, $25,000. Alternation, $7,500. Fees payable when the foal stands and nurses. An award of 10% of the winner's purse will go to the breed of any 2-year-old maiden special winner from Alteration's first 3 crops. Call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com. All righty. I'm talking about talking to Harold Jordan here. And we're both, as I said, longtime grads of Dixiana Farm. Harold, getting back to SF by Capsize. And right. you trained her and did very well. What'd you win with that film?
Oh, at the time, she won about $150,000 with her back then. She won the Regret Stakes at Monmouth Park and beat Barely Even. You remember Barely Even.
Absolutely, yeah.
And set a new track record on the grass. And
now, we're going back in the 70s, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's 71 or 2.
That's a lot of money.
That was a good purse. Yeah. Yeah. What's that, about 400,000 now?
Or a million.
No, well, might be.
Yeah.
But Booker Hunt ended up with her, and she never did produce anything.
Is that right?
Never did.
Huh. He liked those race mares, though, you know.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I'm sure she had a good home, but just never did produce anything. Yeah. And then the same mare that Miss Judy and my dad owned had a colt about 10 years later that I won the Illinois Derby with.
Is that right? Yeah. Who was that?
Delta Trace.
By Delta Judge?
No, he was by Delta Oil.
Delta Oil.
Over at Spindrift, yeah.
Nino, I don't remember him at all.
Yeah, oh, he won the Phoenix at Keeneland.
Did he?
And that's why I saw him that day, and he was really a pretty horse. So I bred several horses to him and really had a lot of luck with him.
Is that right? Yeah.
Where'd he stand?
Spindrift.
Spindrift, yeah, of course.
Huh.
But
you seem like I would
remember
him. Then
I sold him to Bobby Frankel. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did Bobby do any good with him?
No. No, he was pretty mean.
How was he going to improve on you?
Yeah, how could he do that? It's a guy. Yeah. How could he improve on my training? Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody behind me said there wasn't much left of him when you got through with him.
Yeah. That was a pretty hard thing to tell you what.
Chris Crow over there.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway.
He hung around Herb Stevens too long, didn't he?
I know. I know it. Picked up too many of his habits, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
This
is wrong.
That's funny.
It's a tough place to come in here, isn't it?
I tell you, you guys, it's pretty tough in here.
Chris's been doing the clocking, you know.
That's what. I just saw him first time today. Of course, I haven't been here for 6 months, I guess. Yeah.
Now, you've got a farm out on Newtown Pike.
Newtown Pike.
And you got a bed and breakfast out there you've had for you. You do very well with that.
Oh, it stays full and from April to October.
Do you do the cooking? That's what I want to know.
It wouldn't be in business if I did the cooking, I tell you. No, I have a housekeeper that does everything.
Oh, okay.
So unless there's a problem, I never go over there. She
you don't live there now.
Well, I live in the main house, but the guest houses are all off to the side. They're separate from the main house.
Oh.
Is there more than one guest house?
There's three. I have a carriage house that has two suites in it, and then I have a little private house that it's a two-bedroom mm-hmm. that people rent, maybe their children or something. So, so they're out of the house. A lot of times I never see them. Sometimes they walk to the barn and pet the horses and it's just kind of real quiet.
Yeah. How many horses you got down there? Are you breeding anything?
No, this is it. I have a couple 2-year-olds at the farm.
Yeah.
Icebox and Temple City that I'm going to bring in.
But hey, old Temple City's hidden.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know.
Prettiest filly and smartest filly that I've ever fooled with.
Uh-oh.
She's just really intelligent.
Go name her SF.
Yeah. Wonder if I could.
SF how many
you go? Yeah, you probably could.
You can get everything except Man of War, and I'm not so sure about that these days.
Well, I never didn't even think about that. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, you could do it.
Yeah. What color was the original SF?
Chestnut.
Well, this filly.
She was the High Time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and mine was chestnut, but this filly's black as coal. She's really dark.
Hell yeah. I mean, you could.
Yeah, but the name, I have to carry on the tradition, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sure somebody listening will sell you a chestnut filly. That's all you need.
That's an idea. Well, Lindsay's looking for something. They claimed her filly. We had one apiece.
Lindsay's is Harold's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, knockout, Look after her mother. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Oh, geez. You didn't have to say that. Oh. No, she does.
Well, tell me about you got one out here now?
Yeah, it's a Harlan's Affair, and she's by Harlan's Holiday, and she's won a couple of races. Just, she's not the brightest thing on the block, but she's a nice filly.
Yeah. Well, she's by a nice horse.
Yeah. Yeah. And she looks really good on paper, so,
did you train her?
I bought her as a yearling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's not the straightest thing in the world, but she's been sound as all get out. She's really sound.
So, how old is she, 3?
She's 4-year-old now.
Four. That's good.
Where'd you win with her?
I took her to Mountaineer where it's not quite the competition. I always believed in putting myself in the best company and my horses in the worst company.
There you go.
You've heard that one, I know.
Yeah, I never had much choice. My horses were the worst company.
Yeah. Well, somebody had to do it.
Yeah. So that's kind of the way we operate.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Sure.
How old were you when you lived on Dixiana?
Uh-oh, she's gonna figure out how old I am now.
No, I was.
Oh, let's see. I lived there from the time I was born until I was about 18.
Okay, so you went to Russell Cave.
I went to Russell Cave, and I had the same principle that my father had when he went to Russell Cave.
Mrs. Wilson.
That's right.
Meaner than a snake.
Well, you know that Russell wrote the school song at Russell Cave.
When did old Russell Cave school?
Are you? Dang.
How bad is that?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. That's funny. See, something and just wanted you to know that.
I wanted to copyright that, but I didn't.
No wonder he made all that money. I wonder where it came from.
There you go.
Oh, geez.
So you went to Bryan Station.
I went to Bryan Station.
Yes, so did I. See you, Chris.
Then they See you, Chris. Then they bust us over to Lafayette.
Yeah. That was quite a trip.
Hey, that was.
Yeah, you had to change buses twice.
I know it. It was a long way over there.
Then that football practice, I had to hitchhike home. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. Parents wouldn't come after. Well, no. Mine didn't. I don't know about yours.
No.
Yeah. Funny stuff.
I know Mr. Ellis, he probably didn't pick him up because he had to keep turning right and he couldn't get to
that's
the school.
Exactly right.
Horn would blow.
So his horn wouldn't blow. That is just great.
You know, you were a teenager there. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And
you were going to tell him about where the underpass went under the track where you went and parked.
Yeah, yeah.
Parked with the girls.
You guys should go back under there. It was a perfect place to take your dates.
Yeah, Night Watch never went back under,
no,
under there.
No, if you could stand a manure pile.
Well, if they were dating you guys, they didn't care about manure piles.
Oh, golly. Boy.
Oh,
I'll tell you what.
It was very private, though.
What fun. It was. It was.
It was a great place.
But
to
that's
grow
where
up.
They took that's where they took it all the manure right underneath where the racetrack was.
You think
back
I was, you thought I was kidding about that manure. No, it was there. You know. Yeah. I never had any complaints. Was there anybody that would go over there with me wasn't going to complain?
Golly. Oh, that's too much.
Oh, Lord.
I can't say too much because my wife might be listening.
There you go.
Gotta be careful what he says.
Well, this has been so long ago.
She'd be proud of me now.
There you go.
I'd have a little tomorrow anyway. So what?
Oh, Lord. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so far behind here.
Hold on. Go.
All right. Well, the first foals of Port of Entry arriving this year, and breeders have taken a good look and are sending mares back to him. He's a superb individual, and he's sighing superb individual. There's a whole lot to like about Port of Entry. First of all, he was a flat runner, a winner of 5 Grade 1 stakes and of over $2,494,000. Those who saw him win the 9 furlong Gulfstream Park handicap in 147 with a closing 5/8 and 56-1 to beat Animal Kingdom were not soon to forget it. He excelled on the grass, set a new course record at Keeneland, but he can handle dirt as well. Broke his maiden on Belmont's dirt by 15.5 lengths. As for pedigree, he's the most accomplished of the 148 stakes winners by Dynaformer. His half-sister was a classic winner. His dam's half-sister to a grade one winner of over $1,378,000. His second dam is a grade one producer and grand dam of 3 graded stakes winners, including earner of over $2,891,000. His third dam was a grade one winner and is the dam of a champion that earned over $1,336,000 and grand dam of yet another grade one winner and millionaire. And his fourth dam was a champion in the dam of a champion. Doesn't get any better than that. Point of Entry at Edina Springs, Kentucky. Call Cormac Brethnock, Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website at AdinaStallions.com.
CSPN Sports Radio 1300 WLXG Lexington. LM Communications Broadcasting Station. LM Communications 2014 Lexington Small Business of the Year.
A grade one stakes winner in his first crop. That's just what you look for in a young sire, and that's just what you get with Majestic Perfection. April Ford Keeneland, the grade one $500,000 Ashland Stakes, was won by Lovely Maria, a 3-year-old filly by Majestic Perfection, bred by Olin Gentry and Thomas B. Games. I laugh so hard my nose is running. Owned by Brad C. Jones and trained by Larry Jones. Lovely Maria stalked the early pace and drew off to win the Ashton by 3.25 lengths, besting Angela Renee, a grade one winning filly by Bernardini, with daughters of Tappet, Warfront, Indian Charlie, and Congrats in the beaten field. She's headed to the Kentucky Oaks. Majestic Perfection is the leading second crop sire by a number of stakes winners, with 3 and 3 others have placed in stakes. A grade one stakes winner and a grade one sire, Majestic Perfection stands at Airdrie Stud. Also at Airdrie is Include. So I've included Betty, one of the grade three $400,000 fantasy stakes at Oaklawn. Betty was bred by Brandon C. Jones and Lavin Bloodstock. Then on April 8th at Oaklawn, the $100,000 Carousel Stakes went to Spring Included, a 4-year-old filly she also by Include. She was bred by Robert Trussell Jr. So he's already sired, included sired six grade one winners, 14 others that are placed in grade one stakes. For more on the studs over at Mr. and Mrs. Burt and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7270. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
It's supposed to rain.
All right. Let me get a... Oh, what is this? A napkin. All right. I'm talking to Harold Jordan and Jackie over here.
Yeah, I jumped in first.
Yeah, what'd you want?
You guys got any other weird stories?
I think we better stop because we ventured into dangerous territory right there.
It was headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it sure was, wasn't it?
For a family show.
Yeah, right. Right.
No, this has been great. Glad to see you all of you guys.
Well, you haven't been out here in a while.
I know it.
Oh, and Chris is out here. Chris is fun.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, he's just clocking
Chris
on.
Crow.
Yeah.
We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's a bigger liar than I am.
Oh, jeez. No. But it's been fun. It's been fun seeing everybody. Well, I turned myself out this winter, as well as my horses. I just couldn't. I'm too old to be training horses in the wintertime. So.
Oh yeah. Well, it was a rough winter.
It was.
Yeah.
Do you all get flooded this past day?
You know, my farm sits up kind of high on the hill, so it didn't bother me. But Georgetown just really got it bad.
Yeah, Bourbon County did too. Our driveway got it moved.
We sat way up on a hill too, but the. You turn and you go down and then up, you know, and gravel driveway.
Oh, well.
Geez. Used to be.
Yeah.
Now you can drown a rat in the damn gullies down through there now, I tell you. It's going to cost us.
Well, and it's going to rain again all next week, so
yeah,
I understand.
That's what they say.
So,
I don't believe I've seen as much rain as it did last week.
Me either. It was really something.
Yeah. You remember when it used to get over Dixiana, you know, come out of that cave and get over there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then the elkhorn would come up.
Yeah. I mean, it was they used to have a dam in Dixiana, didn't they?
Well, it was over on the mountain. Yeah, but well, there was a dam coming right out of the cave, you remember?
Yeah,
Mount Brilliant.
Right.
Yeah, and then it flowed under the Russell Cave, the water that came out of there, and just curved around to the left and entered into Elkhorn Creek.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Fisher and Dad got a bug in their ear one time, and they built a dam down.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. They built a little dam and stocked it with trout, you know, coming out of that cave water. And, of course, first time the creek got up, it ran on either side of it, the dam, and watched the dude out. So, you know, there was a dam sitting up there and dry, the water going on the sides, you know. They needed an engineer, and my dad couldn't tie his shoes without a direction. And all Mr. Fisher could rebuild with bodies for Chevrolet Pontiac over the little Cadillacs.
That's true. Oh, I didn't know that part of it. When I worked on the farm, they would have to go down and with sickles and cut the grass. It would get up so high.
Yeah. Hemp hooks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
didn't have weed eaters at that time.
Oh, no. It was all by hand.
Amen.
And it was full of snakes down there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Those black snakes, water moccasins.
Jeez. I mean, you know, they tried to get me over in there. I was on the outside working in.
You're going to stay on the outside.
I was going to stay there. Yeah. But anyway.
I stayed off the rail.
I did.
Do you remember Matt O'Hara at all?
You know, I do. I do. I remember... Not well. I remember Spy Song real well because he was right in the paddock as I had where the house was.
Yeah,
and I
right.
passed, but I don't. I of course know the name, but I really don't.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name.
You know, Matt. I guess died. You know, she died probably in the mid-50s or something like that. You know, because she was a foal in 1931. You know.
What a mare. Oh
God,
smoke.
Yeah. Wouldn't it kill for something like that?
Isn't that the truth?
I got a picture of her at home. I'd hang it up and taking it when she was in training.
Is that right?
At Dixieana.
Oh. That would be rare. I would love, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have to come over and look
to have one of those. Yeah. I would. Well,
yeah. I will.
That's great. Will it to me. That'll work.
There you go.
Shoot.
Hopefully I'll live you.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. You know, the way things are going.
Oh, God. Yeah. But they've got a picture of her, too, I think, over at Dixieana, hanging up in the office over there.
Now, do they have any stallions there anymore on that farm?
No, I don't think there are any studs there at all.
Okay.
Of course, they got that stud barn there.
Still there.
Yeah.
What about the big barn? Is it still pretty fancy in the big barn?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That was gorgeous.
All that brass.
Wasn't it, though?
Brass and hardwood.
Wow.
Yeah. Miss Mary used to have parties in there.
That was a show horse van.
Yeah.
Yeah, barn. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
I can remember when I was really small going to a show that they were riding show horses in that barn. I don't know what.
Yeah, Miss Mary
what
had
they, what was going on, but yeah. I remember my dad took me up.
Charlie Dunn was a show horse trainer, Charles Dunn, and he owned this. No, he didn't. It was a different guy. And Al Brown, you remember Al?
Al Brown, yeah, sure do.
Al was
sure do.
He was an assistant trainer. You know, actually, he was a better rider than Charlie, but Charlie showed him
Al
all.
Brown.
Charlie was a little kind of dumpy kind of guy, didn't look real good on a horse, but he was a good trainer.
Yeah,
and they won everything.
Oh, they yeah, did. Miss Mary, yeah, there's a book called The American Saddle Horse or something, and Miss Mary's picture's in there.
Yeah.
Gee, riding something I didn't recognize.
They had all those trophies and ribbons in the office.
Yeah.
Part of them, I guess.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. But that was really neat.
I wonder if the horse park ended up with them.
I don't know.
Somebody sure should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Saddlebred Association's out the horse park now. They should.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder what happened to those. Sure enough.
That'd be a great place.
I don't guess there's anybody much left to probably tell you. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She had a niece.
You knew Mary Jane Hale. Mary Jane Hale.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about that, too. That was the first secretary Dad ever had, you know, with Mary Jane Hale.
Okay.
And they've got to be pretty good friends. And you remember these little... Right, a little thing about the size of acorns called torpedoes, you know, and they explode.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Fireworks, sure. You mean?
Fireworks, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He put one under the toilet seat. And the office, yeah. Waiting for Mary Jean to sit down. And he waited around there all morning long. She said, finally she did. Bam! Went, you know, she old SOB. I wonder why you were hanging around here so long.
That sounded like him. I tell you what, he was funny.
Oh that's awful. What? Tell him about the time. Was your dad riding Larrikin?
No, he was riding old Aaron Torch.
Aaron Torch. Did you hear that story?
Yeah, I know the horse. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first race I ever saw was Aaron Torch.
It's stopping
him. Yeah. I saw him win at Keeneland.
Okay.
Win two. And you know, Mr. Fisher claimed him up at Detroit. He dropped down and was running the cheap claimers up there, and he was 12 years old. He'd win 44 races. And he'd win stakes with him early. He was a gilding, you know, anyway.
Yeah,
and they sent him back to the farm. And Dad would make his rounds, as you remember, on horseback.
Right, right.
And he was sitting there one day. And this was, you know, they sold that part of Dixieana to
Woodvale.
Woodvale. Yeah. Yeah, Royce Martin.
Yeah.
In 1947. And they moved over the office over to the show horse barn.
That's right,
across
that's
the
right.
road there and went in there, you know, and they didn't have a phone in there. So they hooked up a phone and it didn't have a secretary or nothing. So he set a buzzer, you know, a bell like thing. When a phone rang, it would ring real loud.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I do.
And Dad was sitting there on old Aaron Torch one day and the phone rang. And that old horse broke from the gate. You talk about pulling leather. I mean, he disappeared out the end of that barn.
That's great stuff.
I love that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Boy, you're bringing up things I really just totally Dad blocked out of my mind.
Every other time that horn, every other stride the horn, you could hear a cussler coming back. Oh well.
Oh God.
He got him turned. He got him pulled up by the time he hit the track out there. The track.
No, oh geez. I think that's a great
what
story.
What a beautiful place that was.
Yeah.
What a place to grow up.
Yeah, it was. Listen, I got to do this. Harold, I'm going to let you go, my friend.
Okay.
Come back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been so nice.
Brings back a lot of memories. And
that's a good time.
I've got to catch up on a whole lot of things.
You go out to Keeneland trying to meet Annie?
I'm going today, in fact.
There you go.
I'm meeting Dr. Lyons from Alltech out there. Do you know Dr. Lyons?
I've never met him.
No.
That's where your daughter works.
Well, she used to.
Used to now.
Yeah, she works for Mariel now.
Oh, okay.
With UltraGuard. UltraGuard, I mean, and... So in that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff.
Okay.
Good.
Zymectrin Gold and, you know, so, but she has three states.
She's still riding?
Yeah, she's actually in Texas now.
Oh, okay.
At a big horse show, so.
Okay. What's she showing?
She has reining horses.
Oh,
reining horse. So she's doing extremely well.
Is she married yet?
No, she's 27. She has a... I'm not going to mention. She has somewhat of a boyfriend now.
Okay.
But no, she's too particular.
Good for her. If somebody wants to come to your bed and breakfast, what number do they call?
321-5707-859.
Okay.
It's just an 859 number. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure glad to talk to you guys. It's been fun.
It's been fun.
Wouldn't trade this for anything.
Good.
All right, behave yourself.
Thank you.
Take care.
We'll see you later.
Well, March, winner of the Grade 3 $300,000 Bayshore Stakes at Aqueduct last Saturday, is the second graded stakes winner from the first crop by Bleem. Three others have placed in stakes, all three in graded stakes. Rebel Lackland Farm, sold as a weaning at Keeneland for $320,000 and trained by Chad Brown, March charged from last to first to take a 7-furlong Bayshore, winning at the direct expense of Lord Nelson, a colt by Pulpit, that earlier won the Grade 2 San Vicente. Blame's other first crop stakes horses are far from over, winner of the Grade 3 Withers at Aqueduct, no fault of mine, graded place to Churchill, don't blame me, graded place to Del Mar, and Hollywood Critic, graded place to Woodbine. And at Keeneland last Saturday, the Grade 3 $300,000 Commonwealth Stakes was won by Kobe's Back, 4-year-old colt by Flatter. A $480,000 graduate of the OBS March sale, Kobe's Back won the Grade 2 San Vicente last year, and he's one of three 2015 stakes winners by Flatter, who currently ranks 8th on the North American sire list. For more on the stallions at Claiborne, call Bernie Sams, 859-233-4252. See the website, claibornefarm.com. LexHorseFarms.com. That's my good friend Hill and Rig and Parker. They've been in the real estate business now for over a dozen years. They're horse people, and they're helping real horse people. And if you were looking for a horse farm, they can find just the perfect farm for you. If you want to sell your farm, well, they'll work real hard for you to get it done and get the job done selling it. And they really great people to deal with. I know a lot of people that do, and a lot of satisfied customers of Hill and Reagan Parker. I'm going to give you the phone number and their website here in just a few minutes. They're horse people. They currently have listings in Fayette and Bourbon and Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes and prices. Check them out on their website, which is LexHorseFarms.com. You can't go wrong there. LexHorseFarms.com. They've got wonderful places for sale right now. got a place over on Escondido Road in Paris. It's a great farm. Russell Cave in Winchester. The Russell Cave place is over in Paris. Great. It's a 50-acre sport horse farm and a wonderful place there. And once again, it's Hill and Reagan Parker. And here's their phone number. It's the Lexington number. They live in Lexington. 859-608-8039. and the website, lexhorsefarms.com. And I tell you what, if you're thinking about selling your farm or you're looking for a farm, they're the nicest people around to work with that you will find in the real estate business in Central Kentucky. That's really Hill and Reagan Parker. Once again, the number is 608-8039. Well, the closing date for entries for the upcoming yearling sales in Kentucky is May 1. I'm going to give you a suggestion that you call Pope McLean over at Crestwood Farm. The number over at Crestwood Farm, it's an 859 number, 252-3770. Now, the folks over there at Crestwood have a great reputation for customer relations. Most of their clients have been with them for many, many years. It's a family operation, and they treat their clients like family, and they have a long and very successful record at the sales. They raised a lot of runners over there. Crestwood is also a great place to board your horses, and the stallions there, they're standing Bullet Train and Country Day, General Quarters, and the Bluegrass Winter, Get Stormy, and Nobody's Like Showbiz, Taste of Paradise, Tis Deja Vu, and they provide a wide variety of opportunities and bloodlines and pedigrees, and it's good stud horses, good hard-knocking horses. For instance, Bluegrass Stakes winner General Quarters is at Crestwood, and he broke his maiden going 4.5 furlongs as a 2-year-old at Churchill on the dirt. Then he went on to become a multiple grade one winner of over $1,226,000. Once again, the number at Crestwood is 859-252-3770. Go see the stallions there. Talk to the folks at Crestwood about your plans for selling this year and see the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
Sally Vance, an experienced horseman, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Righty. Well, I've got Steve Moody with me today. And we've both recovered a little bit from that loss from the Wildcats last Saturday. But, you know, that's the way it goes. I guess you've recovered. I have. How you doing, Steve?
I'd say speak for yourself, Ursula.
Okay. He said speak for yourself, Ursula. Well, you're in the same boat as Ressie over here. He's been, he's been hard, tough to get along with today.
But, I'm right there with him.
Pardon?
I'm right there with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a heartbreaking loss, but, it's not, it's one and done. That way, it's not the best of seven, and that's the way those tournaments are.
Yep, that's right.
Well, let's go on to something a little more pleasant. How many stakes are running out there today? They're running, what, the Lexington?
I got four, I guess. Three graded and one listed.
Yeah, well, let's do the grade one. That's the Jenny Wiley. Or why don't you do the Jenny Wiley, the grade one, and then one of them that you think's the best betting race?
All right. Okay. Well, we'll start with the Jenny Wiley then. That's the ninth. The Jenny Wiley is a mile and a 16th on turf for fillies and mares. I got a couple of scratches in here. The six horse, Sam I Am, 20-1 outsider, has been scratched. And then the seven, Emotional Kitten, she ran on Thursday. So she will scratch today. So that leaves a field of six fillies and mares in here. And this, even with the couple of ones that have withdrawn, it's a quality field. Really tough to separate them. Falimbi and Ball Dancing are both in this race, and they come off of a tightener in the Hillsborough Stakes at Tampa. Last time out, Ball Dancing was second in there. Just edged out Falimbi. I think those two are probably the ones to beat. You got to think that they they had the need to race figure to move forward. Flimby has run twice at Keeneland and has turned in two good efforts over the Keeneland course, and she shows a good work since coming up here. I'm going to give her the very slight edge today. As I said, Ball Dancing finished ahead of Flimby in the Hillsboro last time. She's certainly capable of doing it again. And, you know, she's going to be the one that Flimby has to beat. The five horse, Hard Not to Like, was the horse who won this race last year. And she came back in her first start this year with a big effort. I think you have to take a look at her. And then the bottom horse, I think a little bit of a price, Eden Prairie. This is a five-year-old mare that can run on a lead or a rate off the pace. And I think she's worth a little bit of a look here at a price. But we're gonna take the two favorites, Flimby and Ball Dancing. We'll go 3, 4, 5 in the Jenny Wiley. And then we'll go with the look at the Lexington Stakes. That's the 10th race. This is a grade 3 for 3-year-olds, mile and a 16th. I guess today this race and the Arkansas Derby today are the two big Derby preps, I guess, that are still out there. The interesting thing with this race was you got a lot of really lightly raced 3-year-olds in here. The Baffert trainee, the 6-horse Fame and Power. This horse ran and won on the lead at in Santa Anita last time out, but they really didn't go all that quick, and the horse finished up extremely well. He got the last 3 furlongs in 35-2. Wow. The last furlong in 12-1. So I think that his showing him being on the lead kind of is a little bit, you know, it's a little different than it appears, because he really finished well there. I think he'll rate off this race today. You got some sprinters going long. I think the pace will be quicker. I look for him to rate just a little bit. He's worked well for Baffert, and I think he'll be very tough. The other one to look at is the bottom horse, Donworth. This horse had all kinds of trouble his first time out at Gulfstream, and was able to overcome it and win. And he's stepping up, of course, off that debut effort today, right into a stake. He's going to be very, very tough. No way that you're going to get 5-1 on him. He's going to get a lot of action based on that first start. And he's one to look at. And then the 2-horse from Pletcher, Comfort. It's Indian Charlie Colt, first time out on the dirt. He rolled to a win, and he's also stepping up into stakes company today. Very well matched field for the Lexington. We'll go 6-7-2 in that race, Herschel.
All right. Those, it's kind of, you're talking about Baffert's horse being a front runner. You know, his two best horses, 3-year-olds, American Pharoah and Dortmund, appear to me to be front runners. That's going to be.
Yeah, Dortmund especially. And I think that's why I think this horse, even though it, like I said, even though he won on the lead, there really wasn't a lot of pace in the race last week, and he finished up so strongly. I don't really think he'll get in front today. There's more pace in this race with these sprinters that are stretching out. I think this horse will rate a little bit today and still have something left. So we'll have to see. I've been anxious to see him. And then, of course, Donworth, like I said, he had to sit. Set a just a horrible trip at Gulfstream and still managed to win. So he's one looks like he's got a lot of talent, and this will be his first try in the stakes today, and we'll see what he can do.
Very interesting. All right. Well, this has been Steve Moody with the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. To go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com, and get a copy of that. And, Steve, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Well, First Defense signed an Eclipse Award winner in his first crop. That, of course, was the brilliant Close Hatches. Since then, the list of mares sent to him reads like a who's who racing and breeding. Grade one winners, grade one producers, multiple graded stakes winners, multiple graded stakes producers, all with pedigrees packed with black type. So, the future is extremely bright for First Defense, and right now would be the perfect time to send a mare to him before those crops hit the races, and they're coming very soon. Of course, he has sired a lot more than Close Hatches, Dundonnell, Privet Heads, Pistols Drawn, Irish Jasper, Tombalane, New Line, Kazuri, Beach Hut. But the crops that are on the way come from his strongest, by far, strongest books of mares to date. Grade 1 winner First Defense is by Unbridled Song out of Grade 1 winner Honest Lady. She's a half-sister by Seattle Slough to the champion and classic winner and Sire of Sires Empire Maker. He stands for $10,000 live full of Judmont Farm. I'm also the Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 Sire Mizzen Mass. Inquiries of Garrett O'Rourke and Fry. See the website at judmont.com. Undefeated Dortmund, easy winner of the Grade 1 $1 million Santa Anita Derby last Saturday. Bred by Amelia Foyon and raised at our Bonaterra farm, raised on Macaulay products. Dortmund has accumulated earnings of over $1,289,000. And, of course, he is one of the top contenders for the Kentucky Derby. That same day in New York, runners raised on Macaulay products ran 1-2 in the Grade 3 Bayshore. The winner by half length was March. March was bred and raised at Lackland Farm. Second went to Lord Nelson, bred by Clear Sky Farms. In other stakes that day, the Wildcat Handicap at Turf Paradise went to As Ridge, raised on products at Glencrest Farm. Horse. Horses raised on Macaulay products through last Saturday have won 45 stakes already this year. 26 of them were graded stakes, 5 grade 1. Now, since last weekend, let's add in the stakes from Friday and Saturday. I mean, from Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, the Grade $300,000 Count Fleet Sprint at Oak Lawn went to Owlsvid, raised at Winchester Farm for Yanagawa Stud. The Grade 1 $600,000 Apple Blossom winner, Untappable, was raised on Winchell Thoroughbreds, and bred and raised by Winchell Thoroughbreds. And the $100,000 Bachelor Stakes was won by Holy Boss, raised and bred by Adina Springs. So the totals now are 47 2015 stakes winners, 28 graded stakes winners, 6 grade 1 winners, all raised this year, all raised on Macaulay products. So take a good look at the website at MacaulayBros.com. Call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333 or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Undefeated Dortmund. Well, I already did that, didn't I? Going to the daily racing form.
Yeah.
The Sunday edition is now out, and Michael Blowen is already absconded with it.
There you go.
Lots of PPs in there today. Keeneland, Pimlico, Gulfstream, Woodbine, Hawthorne, Tampa Bay, Aqueduct. Lots of top racing. Nice articles in there. Jay Hoveday is writing about California Chrome at Ascot. Got to find out about that. That's adapting over there. He did very well in his first start over there. Not at Ascot, of course. He was. And let's see. There's a real long article in there by Denise Stephanatis, writing about farriers' favorites. Different types of horseshoes, different methods of shoeing, and what you use for this and what you use for that. Very, very informative article. That's in the Daily Racing Form, Sunday edition, and that, of course, is the breeding edition. But what you really need to do is sign up for the Daily Racing Form's breeding update, and the way to do that is go to drf.com/breeding update, and you can sign up today. And it's a very interesting and informative section of the Daily Racing Form, which is racing's Bible, and so go to, let me give it to you one more time, drf.com/breeding update, And it comes, you know, they'll send it to you as it comes out. And they send stuff through the week, you know, different things like stylus and so forth. So go to it, right? That's a daily racing form. Can't go wrong there. Right. Let's see. Kentucky Bred Stakes winners from last weekend and then through the week. And this from the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in Toba, Chauncey Morris, the man over there. And let's see, the Grade 1 Carter Handicap winner was Dad's Caps. He's by Discreet Cat and was bred by Vince Scuderi. Frosted won the $1 million Grade 1 Wood Memorial. Pretty impressive winner. He's by Tappet, and he was bred by Darley. The Grade 1 Ashland Stakes winner was Lovely Maria, a three-year-old filly from the first crop by Majestic Perfection, bred by Brereton C. Jones. And, was bred by Olin Gentry and Thomas Gaines, but is raced by Brereton C. Jones. And, of course, Majestic Perfection, that's from his first crop. And he stands at Mr. Jones's Airdrie stud. The Grade 1 Bluegrass Stakes winner, Carpe Diem, another threat for the Derby, and a major threat. He's a Giant's Causeway, of course, stands at Ashford Stud, and he was bred by the Coffee Pot Stables. The Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby winner, Dortmund, by Big Brown, bred by Amelia Fohan at her farm, Bonaterra Farm. And he wired the field, won by 4.5 lengths. The Grade 2 Gazelle in New York, Condo Commando, by Tis Wonderful, bred by Spendthrift Farm. The Grade 3 Bayshore at Aqueduct, March won that. He's from the first crop by Blame. Of course, stands at Claiborne, and he was bred by Lackland Farm. The Grade 3 Commonwealth Stakes at Keeneland, Kobe's back. He's a flatter. Another Claiborne stallion. This one bred by Joanne Mummer. The Grade 3 Shackleton Stakes went to Something Extra by Indian Charlie, who's now deceased, but he used to stand at Airdrie Stud, and he was bred by Gulf Coast Farms. The Grade 3 Fantasy Stakes at Oak Lawn Park went to Include Betty by Include. Include stands at Airdrie Stud, and he was bred by Lavin Bloodstock and partnership with Brereton C. Jones. The Wildcat Handicap at Turf Paradise winner, As Ridge, is by Tockett and was bred by Glen Crest Farm. All right, let's go to Wednesday, and the $100,000 Carousel went to Spring Included, and that was a filly by, four-year-old filly by Include, bred by Robert B. Trussell, Jr. Second straight stakes win for that filly. The Grade 1 Apple Blossom winner, Untappable, by Tappet, bred by Winchell Thoroughbreds. And that was on Friday at Oak Lawn. Also on Friday, the Bachelor Stakes at Oak Lawn went to Holy Boss, by Street Boss, bred in Kentucky by Dina Springs. The yesterday, the Santa Luis Stakes at, is that Santa Luis? Let me find that in a different, Santa Lucia, can't read my own writing, Lucia Stakes, was won by Beholder, bred by Fred and Nancy Mitchell over here at Clarkland Farm, and was sired by Henny Hughes. Friday's the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile. Jack Million won that. He is by Warfront. Of course, stands at Claiborne Farm and was bred by Cherry Valley Farm. Thursday, the $300,000 Count Fleet Sprint Handicap at Oak Lawn Park winner was Alsvid by Officer, bred by Yaka Wana Stud. Yeah, let me look at that. Yana Gawa Stud. Whatever.
That's Sunhike.
All right. Well, Dahar's never missed, you know. He's sired stakes winners in every year since his first crop hit the races. That starts with the brilliant Gypsy Robin. Gypsy Robin, a multiple graded stakes winner, right at $600,000. And continuing to 2015 with Mamduha, winner of this year's renewal of the Correction at Aqueduct. The Correction was a fourth straight stakes win, following scores in the Cicada and Ruthless Stakes, also in New York, and the Gin Talking at Law. Mamduha has earned right at $300,000 with six starts now. She got five wins in a second, including five in a row. Dahar is a Grade 1 stakes winner. The noted turf rider Steve Haskin, incidentally, described him once as freaky fast. And he's by the sire's Awesome Again. He stands at Shadwell Farm with the stallions Albertus Maximus, Indadab, Invisor. First foals by Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. 2-year-olds this year. First crop yearling sold for up to $90,000. Enidab and Invisorla have, like the hare, sire graded stakes winner. So for more on the stallions there, call stallion manager Kent Barnes and ask about breeding incentives and see the website at ShadwellFarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BriskNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BriskNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BriskNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Overanalyze covered 151 mares in his first season stud last year. Riders like what they see in confirmation, racing class, pedigree. Overanalyze has got a lot going for him. He was a spirit two-year-old, winning two of the most prestigious stakes in New York, the Grade II $200,000 Futurity, the Grade II Remsen. Many winners of those two historic races have gone on to become top sires. The next year, Overanalyze won the Grade I $1 million Arkansas Derby, besting, among others, Preakness Stakes winner Oxbow. And in two seasons, he accumulated earnings of more than $1 million. Overanalyzed by the very successful Sire Dixie Union from the famed Northern Dancer Sire line, and he is one of two Grade I winners out of Unicloud. Unicloud has also produced Meta Breeze, and she won the Grade I Matron, hard-hitting stakes family. The two most successful young sons of Dixie Union at stud in Kentucky are Union Rags. He stands for $40,000. And Overanalyze. And Overanalyze stands for $10,000. You don't have to pay it until the foal stands in nursery. So call Darren Fox or Sean Tugel or Kyle Wilson over at Windstar Farm, 859-873-1717. And see the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Jackie, you want to do some...
I sure will. Okay. The Derby is May 2nd. Old Friends, the Thursday before, is attending Ferdinand's Ball. Ferdinand, of course, was sent to slaughter in Germany, and they raised money in his memory for horse aftercare. Day after the Derby is Old Friends Homecoming out at Old Friends. It's $25. It's a lot of fun. We go every year. Author Hancock number 3 and 4 are going to do another song fest and fiddle playing and stuff in Paris. We think it's April 24th. We'll have more for you next week. Dr. Steve Alday's Saturday before the Derby, 4:25 is, they raised a lot of money also for Old Friends. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's a duck's farm.
Yeah, in Ducks Shelbyville.
Farm down in Shelbyville Farm, yeah.
Okay, Tuesday, April 14th, next Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Keeneland Library is the Iroquois Hunt Bluegrass Fox Hunting Tradition presented by Glennie and Chris Oakford. That's Glennie Kane. We went to the last one, and it was great, so I encourage you to go. We really, really, really had a good time at the last one. Now, the horse farm today has gone to the dogs. Yuck, yuck. It's a German Shepherd dog show, the German Shepherd Bluegrass event, and also Reforest the Bluegrass. That's today from 9 to 1. People are trying to reforest the stream sides forests the way they used to be, which is kind of neat. Also, Bluegrass Open U.S. Championship Series. It's going on today at the Rolex. Sunday tomorrow is Commit to Prevent 5K Run Walk. That sounds like Commit to Prevent 5Ks. But anyway, that's not true. Rolex is coming up. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Thursday, April 23rd through the 26th. You can call and see if you can get tickets. Farmhouse Rodeo is next Saturday. Cowboy Up for a Cure nonprofit provides funding for children with pediatric cancer. Kentucky Reining Cup is April 24th through the 25th. At the Horse Park at the Alltech Arena, 5K Twilight Race at Rolex will be Friday the 28th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. You don't get to run very often in the late afternoon. Wednesday, April 29th, Derby Celebration of Hope. This is a Horses in Hope event for cancer, breast cancer survivors. That is at the Alltech Arena. Heaven is for real, family. That's that wonderful story for the little boy who didn't quite die and he went to heaven and came back. It's called Derby Week Dinner and Auction Race for Grace, Monday, April 6th at 6 o'clock. It's at Millionaires Row at Churchill Downs, hosted by Pet Day and sponsored by the Racetrack Chaplaincy. Proceeds help to support chaplains' outreach and ministry at Kentucky Thoroughbred Racetrack. If you're interested, you can go to kychaplaincy.org or you can call 502-636-4476. Todd, Sonia, and son Colton, who is his true story, will be there.
$3,500 for Awesome Patriot, $3,500 for Will Burn. If you have a late season mare and you're looking for a young stud standing for a reasonable stud fee, take a look at those two. They both stand at Spendthrift Farm. Spendthrift has developed a great reputation for developing successful sires. Awesome Patriot is one of those pedigrees that makes you sit up and take notice. He's by Awesome Again, out of Tis Now's full sister, Tis Amazing. Thus, he's a full brother to the Preakness winner, Oxbow. Fantastic pedigree. Grand-looking horse. A $350,000 sales yearling, and he was a flat runner. He won the distances from 6.5 furlongs to 1.8 miles, broke his maiden in Hollywood Park as a 2-year-old, ran 1.135 mile and placed in graded stakes that same year, came back at 3 and won the Aladar Stakes at Hollywood Park. Awesome Patriots, first foals, were arriving to much acclaim this year. Wilburn won 5 of his 9 starts, all 5 wins at different tracks, among them the Grade 2 Indiana Derby over that year's Preakness winner, and the $300,000 Smarty Jones Stakes for over $586,000. Now, Wilburn is by the top side Bernardini, and he's out of a graded stakes winner and multiple graded stakes producer from a strong black tie family, and his first foals are 2-year-olds. They figure to come out running, just like the first crops by Inner Mischief, Line of David, Temple City, Warriors Reward, all entered stud at Spendthrift Farm, just like Awesome Patriot and Wilburn. Stud fees are due when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030. See the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, Jackie.
Okay, Masterson Equestrian Trust. Tomorrow they are having a awesome cross-country schooling day because next week, the 18th and the 19th, they are having their benefit Hunter Jumper Show big deal. They raised a lot of money. Also, Spring Bay Horse Trials the weekend after. Saturday, April 24th at the Horse Park, they have dressage and stadium. But Sunday, April 25th, their cross country is at Masterson, and they need volunteers. So you go Bev Henson, B-E-V-H-E-N-S-O-N, at ME.com if you want to help out. It's a good time. We're out here at the Thoroughbred Center, and they have purchased a place that sells posts and planks and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, from down in Nickersville.
They went out of business. So you need to get a hold of these people out here. They have 9,000 planks and 4,000 posts. Mm-hmm. And the way the weather's been this spring, you probably need some, and you need to call out there and call 293-1853 and talk to Jim.
Jim Fenner. Also, you can bet Keeneland right here at the Thoroughbred Center now. Yes, you can. Know, I mean, Keeneland, and of course, they're going to have the Derby party out here. You might want to call and make reservations for that. They've got more machines, mutuals machines coming in this to. Because last year they were so crowded that it was such a big crowd. The lines got a little long, but they've taken care of that problem now. So you want to come out here at Keeneland and at the Thoroughbred Center for the Derby. It's a fun place to meet. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center. Recent ones are trained by Thomas Platt, Ted Lucas, Danny Hamilton, and Eduardo Caramori.
Good.
Okay. Well, they're playing our music. You got anything else you want to say?
Lakeside Arena's got a show today, Hunter Jumper Show, in Versailles.
Okay. They're playing our getaway music.
Josh
down at the studio, thank you so much. Did a good job. And, of course, Ressi always does his stellar job here, keeping me in line. And shushing Jackie. And
thanks.
Want to talk? Thanks for Harold Jordan coming by and stopping and talking about old Dixieana. I appreciate that. It was fun talking to Harold. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. And thanks for listening.
Happy trails to